Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
The head coach of the Lady Lion basketball program, Carolyn Keeger. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
It's great to have you. It's great to have you on. Always appreciate you very much.
Right back at you.
Let's get to this. The other night, right, so this will be a football metaphor, but it goes obviously to any sport. The other night, the Patriots were able to execute what? This great game plan, because they played with the lead the entire time and they never had to change. How important is it for your team in games to get to leads and then play with them?
Well, I think definitely for us, you know, being a younger squad that's trying to find their chemistry, trying to find their rhythm, trying to find their floor general, really important. You know, that confidence piece, that performance piece, when you start to see the ball go in, when you start to see success, is contagious, right? I think for us, you know, we've had a stretch where we've been on the road for, you know, the last six games, and we can't wait to get back in front of our fans to gain some momentum and get back into BJC.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. Because when there's a low moment, the fans can spur you. When it's a high moment, the fans can really lift you, and you guys have not had that component.
No, and I tell you what, you know, we really challenged this team this season on purpose with our schedule to go on a long road trip, because eventually we want to be playing in March, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to be, you know, being on the road in an NCAA tournament where you don't get your own routines, you don't get your own gym to practice in, and you have to, you know, learn on the fly and have film sessions on the fly. And that's what we wanted to do early in the year to prepare. And obviously, you know, we played some great competition. We've played three teams in the top 20 for, you know, net ranking already. So really wanted to challenge our team to prepare us for Big Ten play coming up here.
And of course, Big Ten play comes up with Rutgers. We'll get to that in a moment. Have you gone through in terms of combinations on the floor, and do you have a better feel for which combinations seem to work better than others at this point?
Yes, I think we're getting there. I think we have a group that early on in the year was going to be by committee. And obviously you want to have that fluidity and getting that playing group together. With Kelly Jacott getting back to near 100% now, I think that's going to help with our sustainability with the certain lineups. You know, I look to her to continue to get more minutes here as she's gaining more momentum, getting back to full strength here. So that's obviously going to help, and a big key, I think, to why we've been trying different lineups.
Kelly's length, what does that mean for the ability for her to see the floor and maybe see a cut before that cut starts?
Yeah, no, that's a huge advantage for her. She has, you know, that guard mentality and that high IQ, but in a swing or a forward body that can, you know, really see passing lanes, that can think two passes ahead. And honestly, we've really been missing her forward general IQ on the court this year, and she's continued to get more minutes here in this last week. But I would expect her to play a lot more against Rutgers, and really that's going to be, I think, a catalyst and a jumping off point for our team.
Rutgers is interesting, Coach, because obviously it's Viv's team. I mean, it's her team, but she's not coaching it. So is there any difference in, because every coach has to eventually do what they think at the moment is best, is there any difference in how they play with her not on the sideline?
I think so. I mean, I think Tim's running some different stuff. You know, he's changing things up lineup-wise, but playing a lot of players, a lot of different minutes. So their subbing rotations are pretty sporadic. And I think Rutgers is trying to find their identity right now. You know, obviously they're going to be the same hardworking, in-your-face, aggressive defensive team. But offensively, I think they're trying to find what makes them click without, you know, Viv on that sideline.
Every game counts, obviously, but I've always used this analogy. You can go 3-for-29 in spring training, and on opening day you go 2-for-4, you're hitting .500. So this is the Big Ten now, right? What would it mean for just to not only get on track, but you get out of the gate with a W at home?
I think it's going to be huge for us, a huge momentum shift, a huge momentum builder. You know, we've had a tough stretch here in a row where we knew it was going to challenge us. We knew it was going to prepare us mentally and emotionally for Big Ten play. And I think that's sorry, I'm in the gym here.
That's okay.
That just gives us momentum, you know, going into a little finals break here and then before Christmas.
It's believe me, I've been in the gym before. I think,
and that's a good thing. Our players are getting up reps.
That's exactly right. You know, you've got games, obviously, but this is the last week of classes. Next week will be finals. So for a coach, how tricky can this time of the year be when you're trying to make sure you're getting practice work in, but they're getting the academic work in too?
Actually, honestly, love this time of year. You know, the players have a different schedule, that we get a lot more individual work than team practice. So you get a lot of time to spend individual film. The players get some individual workouts in when they have time in between their studies. And I think this is a really good time to build, you know, just relationships with your players, because practice times are different, practice slots are different, and you got to be creative. So this week, honestly, for me, is always a big, you know, builder of confidence individually for each of the players.
All right. When you look at the end of quarters, beginning of quarters, certain things can happen for you on positive sides. How do you feel like your team has handled end of quarter situations? And have you had enough of those, what I refer to as the two for nuns?
Two for nuns. Yeah. I mean, for us, we've had, you know, a couple games now where the score hasn't allowed us to have two-for-one opportunities or to have, you know, situational stuff. And then we've had close games. So we've kind of been in a couple different scenarios for us to work on that stuff. I think for us, where we're really building that, you know, late-game scenarios or those end-of-quarters or those after-timeout scenarios has been with our practice squad in practice. You know, we have a practice team of guys that are coming consistently, and, you know, we have 6'7", we have 6'6", we have 6'5", and they're coming every day and really being physical with us. And that's honestly, leading into Big Ten, what's been helping us the most.
When it comes to turnovers, how badly does this team need to cut down a turnover so you stay away from empty possessions?
Oh, huge. I mean, we started off the year phenomenal in that category.
Yeah.
You know, assist to turnover ratio, we were first in the country at one point on that. And then, you know, recently we've gotten a little shaken up by some pressure and, you know, maybe lost our confidence in a couple possessions here or there, but we got to get it back. And honestly, that's ball movement, that sharing the basketball, that's making the great shot versus the good shot. And I would expect that Rutgers would be a phenomenal opportunity for us to practice that against a pressure defense.
The late, great John Wooden said, be quick, don't hurry. Had there been times where they've hurried a little bit, which has caused a turnover?
I think so. You know, I definitely think that the brains are trying to catch up to the level that we need to be at IQ-wise to beat top 10 teams. And we're trying to play, obviously, at the pace we want to play while thinking the game. You know, so we say that maybe 15 times a practice, play fast, but don't hurry. And, you know, we talk a lot about it as, obviously, we talk it in threes. We want to push tempo, we want to be patient, and then we want to punish the help. So we talk about, you know, our three Ps a lot. You know, obviously, you're going to push in advantage opportunities when you have, you know, transition opportunities with two-on-ones or three-on-twos or four-on-threes. And then your patience category kind of comes into your secondary offense when the team might not be set and you're flowing. And then punish is punishing the half-court defense. And honestly, where we're struggling right now is punishing in the half-court. You know, that late shot clock, that, you know, 15 seconds left where we need to find a bucket and they're kind of locking up McKenna and we need a secondary score.
Is that the ability of somebody then that to break down somebody off a dribble to make a play because it's late shot clock?
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, more playmakers with the confidence to be able to put the ball in their hands. And I think a lot of times we've been relying on Kenna to bail us out, you know, late shot clock or hit a miraculous shot that she's been doing all season. But we need all five to be confident scorers for us. And the team's put in probably our best practices of the year the last 2 days. So a lot of momentum shift, and I'm excited.
That was about to be my next – you anticipated my next question because look – you know, when you go out and get out there, I don't care whether you win or lose. That next practice or practices happen to be your response. How do you respond? Yep. And it sounds like your team has responded in the right way to it.
Absolutely. And this group, you know, they're phenomenal to coach. They have the right mindset. They're together. They're bought in. Obviously, we took our hits here in the beginning. I think we're way better of a team than our record shows right now.
No doubt. No doubt.
And that's exciting leading into Big Ten play, because I think we can really do some damage, and I think we still can put ourselves in a position to make an NCAA tournament. We don't have, you know, a bad loss yet, you know, we have learning opportunities, and we've had, you know, lessons to learn from failures, which every coach hates to do, but yeah, that's part of the process. You know, you can't become successful, you can't become Big Ten champs until you learn how to fail and you learn how to grow from those failures. And the biggest thing we keep talking about is, you know, we have to learn lessons. We have to get better. We have to execute more. And when we do have a poor turnover or a bad possession, let's not repeat it. Let's not repeat it the same way. And I think this group is a lot more mature than we've been in the last 2 years.
Well, Rutgers is the first step in that direction. Best of luck tomorrow night with this one, because you have a great chance to get right back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much.
Appreciate
you. We are.